Every week, we give you the opportunity to get on your soapbox and share with us your letters to the broadcaster. Yep, you can write us letters about whatever you want, your opinions, your stories, whatever you've got ticking in the back of your brain. We've got a few to share with you this morning. The first one coming from Daniel. Now, we've loved getting letters, particularly about this in the last couple of weeks. He said, this is a short thank you to Power FM and all employees participating in the 20 Jobs for 20 Days promotion, particularly Action Workforce Monado. He has applied for the Mushroom Growing Assistant role, which was advertised through that program. Had an interview, had his induction, and now is starting this week. He's got a young family that's just moved to the bridge from Darwin 6 weeks ago, and such an opportunity means the world to us before Christmas. Incredibly grateful for the opportunity. That is just such a feel-good story and exactly what we want to do, getting passionate locals into these roles. So hopefully that is a partnership made in heaven, Daniel. Congratulations on getting that role. And hopefully you can find one too. So check out powerfmsa.com.au. This next letter coming in from Debbie saying, it's amazing that after everything we've been through this year, that wearing a mask at the local shops or the schoolyard is still making her feel like the odd one out. She knows it's not the law to put it on, but the advice that she's been given is to wear it in areas where people are packed in a little bit more. She says thank you to the others that are listening. Hey, I mean, it is the advice that we're being given. I know schools may not have, you know, written it in law, but pop the mask on if you've got it. I suppose just to keep each other healthy. Now, also concerned with safety, Caitlin has written into us saying, I've appreciated hearing the regular reminders of fire safety on Power as we head into another bushfire season, but she's definitely worried. After last summer, she hoped that everyone would have had safety and prep on their minds, but after just walking around locally, there's a lot of properties that couldn't call themselves bushfire ready. Ends it with, please keep yourself safe. There are a bunch of resources that you can actually tap into for this at cfs.sa.gov.au. That's cfs.sa.gov.au. We saw yesterday just how relevant that is with Monado South, the grass fire breaking out there on such a windy day as well. Thankfully, it was brought under control, but it is a real threat. So please keep yourself safe this bushfire season. And finally, from Casey, putting Cozzy in this place, got a good belly laugh out of that. Keep it up. Yeah, we did have a little bit of a stoush last week over biscuits. Hopefully Cozzy has learnt his lesson, but it seems that other people haven't, Casey, because we've had issues this week with ABC Drive host Jules Schiller wanted to do letters to the broadcaster or a version of, and now I see the Triple J Drive Show, Hopper and Hing, also doing the same thing. People nabbing segments all over the place. We got beef like a butchery. That is today's letters to the broadcaster. You can head on to powerfmsa.com.au at any time and share with us your opinions, your thoughts. We'll share them again next week.